Sounds True presents Producer's Pick, a podcast dedicated to bringing you compelling, captivating, and intriguing selections from our programs. This week's episode, The Gifts of Empathy, comes from the audio program Essential Tools for Empaths with New York Times bestselling author Judith Orloff. Mitchell Klute, a producer at Sounds True, recorded this program with Judith at a studio in Santa Monica, California. Here's what Mitchell had to say about this week's producer's pick.
Judith is well known, and rightly so, for her insights on the sensitivities of empaths and teachings on how empathic people can learn to protect themselves from toxic people and difficult environments. All this, of course, is incredibly important because it helps empathic people bring their sensitivity, their insight, and their creativity into the world. But often, in focusing on the difficulties faced by empathic people, the great blessings of empathy can be overlooked. So this selection, The Gifts of Empathy, is actually the final track of the entire program, but I chose it as an introduction because the particular abilities that empaths bring to the table, seeing the big picture, loving deeply, connecting with all of life, are exactly the abilities this world most needs. Empaths may indeed need to focus on their personal healing and protection, but they are also the healers that our culture and our planet need most.
You can download the entire program, Essential Tools for Empaths, at SoundsTrue.com. And now our producer's pick, The Gifts of Empathy, with Judith Orloff.
Being an empath is a great gift. There is much we empaths have to be grateful for. For instance, your ability to see the bigger picture on a deeper level. Your ability to see many forms of beauty all around you and feel them all. Your ability to love deeply, to connect to animals and children and nature, and to value inner peace. You may long for the wilderness, the quiet of the desert, the red rocks, the forests. You may want to dance under the full moon and embrace the moon and the entire universe in your body. You know how to become one with it all and find the serenity that is there and within you. Empaths also have a depth of compassion that gives us the capability of helping others from our hearts, and we also want to help and protect the earth, our mother. We know how other people are feeling. We are not callous or shut off or cold-hearted. Our sensitivities allow us to be beautiful, loving, passionate, and compassionate people. We have the ability to experience great passion and joy. Empaths have the power to change themselves, their families, and the world for the better. What I've seen again and again in my medical practice is that empaths are often the ones who are chosen to break the ancestral karma and destructive family history, such as abuse, neglect, addiction, as a result of their own healing and spiritual and emotional awakening. Empaths can change the whole familial pattern so that generations to come can have it a lot easier. The way this works is you heal the abuse or trauma you experienced, and the pattern of generational abuse or trauma stops there. Of course, you probably wouldn't volunteer to do this job, but through your healing and the accepting of your gifts, by healing yourself, you are the ones who can heal the greater whole. In the big picture of where the human race is going, empaths will play a vital role. The Dalai Lama says, "The planet does not need more, quote, successful people. The planet desperately needs more peacemakers, healers, restorers, storytellers, and lovers of all kinds. It needs people to live well in their places. It needs people with moral courage willing to join the struggle to make the world habitable and humane, and these qualities have little to do with success as our culture defines it." Empaths are the beautiful people the Dalai Lama describes. Sensitivity is the key to compassion, and compassion is the key quality that will save the world. Sensitivity is the path to nonviolence. Empaths can be the healers and restorers and seers and lovers if we keep our sensitivities open and stay centered in our power. You don't have to be afraid of who you are. My advice is to do good and be good. The rest will follow. As you get more empowered as an empath, you can embody the change the world needs to see. In conclusion of this program, to honor yourself as an empath, I offer you this final affirmation to say over and over again on your journey. I treasure myself as an empath and vow to have people in my life who treasure me. My sensitivities are a gift that can bring great joy. I fully embrace that joy and the great gift of my sensitivities. So many of your gifts occur every day, but you might not think about them. Yes, it is challenging to be an empath at times, but as you use the techniques in this program and as you develop your intuition, you will find that your empathy increases every day. Look back on the changes that you've experienced just in the time that you've started this program. The act of listening to your inner voice. The act of not writing off your sensitivities. When you get an intuitive flash, just once when you listen to it, be very, very grateful for that. And remember also in your relationships, when you're able to express to your spouse what your needs are as an empath, when you've told your spouse, I need some alone time, I love you and I'm not rejecting you, but I need to be alone. Remember that time and how well it went and how brave you were in bringing all of this up. In general, look over your life and be very grateful for even the small moments of when you accepted yourself as an empath and you were able to embrace your abilities and not fight them or think there is something wrong with you or want to change yourself in any way, but to get into total acceptance and feel the total acceptance of yourself, your gifts, your intuitive abilities, and also your progress in learning how to integrate them into your lives. Look back on how you've practiced calming meditations and heart meditations and taken time to breathe and center instead of being triggered by energy vampires. You need to appreciate yourself and how well you've done in terms of centering and moving forward with staying calm instead of being triggered. And for all those times that you've taken out just to look at the moon and to look at the stars, to feel yourself resonating with the universe and being in touch with all of the natural forces of the world, really appreciating and tuning into the ecstasy of that. Look back and allow yourself to feel the joy of such connections that only an empath can feel. As you go deeper and deeper into your empathy, you become a deeper and deeper person, able to enjoy and sense and know beauty as you've never known before. Take time and appreciate all these aspects of your empathy and how it makes you a caring, compassionate, incredible person. Take time to have gratitude for your gifts. Take time to realize how you've overcome your challenges so beautifully and how over the years, as you go on, you'll become more and more accepting of your gift, and more in your own power. You're able to accept your power as an empath. You're able to grow and be strong and be vulnerable and be centered and grounded all at the same time. Look back on your progress and be proud of yourself and be proud of your growth and be proud of who you are, the beautiful empathic spirit that you are. And make a vow to enjoy yourself and enjoy your empathy and accept your authentic self totally, completely,